Next week in Chapel Hill, a new documentary will premiere at the Varsity Theater. It's called Hoops Africa, and it's produced by Taylor Sharp, a recent UNC grad. Taylor joins us now to talk about the film. Taylor, thanks so much for calling in.
Thanks for having me on.
First of all, welcome back to North Carolina. So tell us about your time in Chapel Hill and as a student here, and how this led to your creation of Hoops for Africa.
Well, I very much enjoyed my college years at UNC. Chapel Hill was certainly the ideal place for me. And in many ways, my experiences both on campus and then during like summers away from campus during my college years set me up for what I'm doing today. So it's always nice to come back.
So while you were planning and creating Hoops for Africa, was there a specific moment that really stuck out to you when you were saying to yourself, okay, I really have to make this documentary?
Yeah, I think there were a lot of inflection points for me. I mean, the first was after my my first year, I spent volunteering in Zimbabwe with a basketball nonprofit. And it was on my flight home when I actually met a cinematographer who happened to be from North Carolina, who would be my ultimate partner on this film. It was a couple of years later when the NBA decided to hold the first ever Africa game, where they also invited that nonprofit I worked for, Hoops for Hope, to come lead a life skills clinic. And they also invited my host little brother from Zimbabwe as a top basketball prospect to come compete as a top prospect. So at that point, I was like, this is no longer just a story about the nonprofit. This is a global story about a historical moment that the NBA is holding in Africa that the nonprofit and the kid I wanted to feature are part of.
What did the filming process actually entail? I know that you were filming a little bit in the United States. You also were in Africa. Could you explain a little bit about how that process worked for you?
All over, yeah. I started this project between my junior and senior summers at UNC. So it started right back when I was in Chapel Hill. And we traveled 4 months to South Africa and Zimbabwe in August of 2015. So I came back into my senior year after having just been on the continent of Africa starting filming. And then during my senior year, we started to track down other people for interviews domestically. We went out to LA to interview Paul Pierce and Doc Rivers, and we went out to Denver to spend the day with Dikembe Mutombo as he got his jersey retired. So after that first initial trip, it was mostly domestic interviews here.
So with the premiere happening this week in Chapel Hill, I know that you've had other premieres. So what was that feeling like when you first saw an audience react to the screening?
It's special. I mean, I held one premiere in New York, and we just had a really good group of people from the basketball community and a lot of people who, in their own rights, are celebrating the continent of Africa. A lot of people who use sport for good, and for them to be in the room to kind of all have this similar-minded reaction to the film of like, yes, we can all use sport for good. Yes, we can all use a little bit more of this African philosophy of Ubuntu in our lives. It was special to know that the crowd reacted to it that way, and I'm really looking forward to seeing the crowd in Chapel Hill because I think it'll be a mixture of students and professors and people from the community who all have this common goal of learning about Ubuntu and coming together. The film's all about community, so holding screenings with people there in the room is really special.
That's awesome, and I can't wait to see it myself. So you mentioned a lot about community and that goal. What advice would you give a student or anyone with an idea like this?
There's no project that's too seemingly big or far away not to chase. You know, this was a little inkling of an idea in my head that grew into something that isn't all that difficult to turn into reality, you know? So you just, it might sound cliche, but if you have an idea, truly develop it and try to put the puzzle pieces together to make it happen.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Taylor, for taking this time to talk with me this morning. And we can't wait to see the film in Chapel Hill this Wednesday.
Look forward to seeing you all there. Thanks.
That was Taylor Sharp, UNC class of 2016. Hoops Africa will premiere at the Varsity Theater Wednesday night at 7:00.